The world's biggest rocket is due to make its first test flight in the next hour. Starship has been built by the American entrepreneur Elon Musk's SpaceX company. Described as the most powerful rocket ever built, it's designed to send astronauts to the moon, Mars and beyond. Dr. Niamh Shaw writes on Space Matters for the Irish Times, and she's on the line now. Dr. Shaw, thanks for taking our call this lunchtime. So what are we expecting to see? I think it's about 20 minutes away from now.
It's about 20 minutes away. They've just slightly delayed it now. So it's the scheduled liftoff is now at 2:20 Irish time. What we're expecting to see is the first ever launch. It's a test flight of the full assembly of Starship, which is a big rocket called the Super Heavy. And then on top of it is the spacecraft called Starship. So at 2:20, we're going to see it launch. And after 2 or 3 minutes, the main booster, the Super Heavy, is going to separate. And then the second phase, which is the rocket, is the capsule itself, will orbit Earth. And after the separation, that big heavy rocket will return to the Gulf of Mexico in the ocean. And then they're hoping that if all this goes ahead, that the Starship spacecraft will stay in Earth's orbit. And then after about 90 minutes, if everything's successful, it will then also return into the Pacific Ocean. That's if everything goes according to plan. So this is the first time. It's a major breakthrough for human space exploration, and reusable rockets have never been used to take anybody further than lower Earth orbit, which is about 300 or 400 kilometres above us. So this is a big day for engineers and anybody interested in space and travel and transport.
There's no crew on board today. How far away are they from putting crew in space?
It all depends on how well today goes. I mean, they're, you know, on websites and everything, the very first crew that's going to go will be going to the moon. It's the ART mission called Dear Moon, funded by a Japanese billionaire, Yusaka Miyazawa, and six artists, one of which is an Irish woman called Rhiannon Adam. So today she's there. I've been in touch with her already. She's there and all the artists are there watching. So if all this goes ahead, that means their very first mission will be to the moon. They schedule it for the end of the year.
We'll let you get back to that feed. Dr. Niamh Shaw, thanks very much indeed for that.